but there's more to be discussed. We already spoke about the rush. Let's start with the rush again. Simon Chav Ches, we were there once before. See it again. The rush of Simon Chav Ches towards the end, but it's not the very end. The Yom Tomar and Kenneth, but Chag Nami Yivat Lemimena Shmini Atzeres Zeres Shloshim. The Shmini Atzeres, we know, is Regel Bifnei Atzma. What did he answer? The answer is important. Everyone see the place? If you have my edition, it's page Chav to the end. It's, if you have the old edition, it's before the Korban Nisanel, Samach. Answer the rush. Shani, look inside. Shani Hosam Shlonoa Klal Din Shloshim. He didn't keep Shloshim. Right? Afal Gav the Gius to Sporos Asurim Bavoid. Mikomakom Mitamavelus Mielones. That's the famous rush we spoke about a few times already last week. And you keep Shloshim, only midin Yot midin Regal. Not midin Shloshim. And the Ramban famously disagrees and says, no, you are also Begiluach and Giyot, not only Mishav Cholomoy, but you're also midin Regal. Nafkamina, can you eat, can you wear a Beged Meguatz? There's nothing wrong with wearing a Beged Meguatz on Cholomoy. I hope not. We're supposed to have nice garments on Cholomoy. But there's an Easter of Beged Meguatz midin Avil, according to the Russian, would not apply. According to Ramban, it does apply. It does apply. Fine? This is the opinion of the Ramban. It's a machlokas. And therefore, the Ramban would say that Simchas Mereis is also prohibited. Is also prohibited. So, fine. The Ramban says further that if the prohibitions would only be mitzad Regel, it wouldn't count towards the Shloshim at all. What's his proof? Well, when Noah got the Moed with Brahma Shibbet Sinema Veil Shiva, as we well know, that's the Girsa Saramban, that's the Girsa printed in Agamar, it's the Ksubas Abdal, against the Girsa Saramban in one day at Tosis. Nonetheless, it doesn't count towards Shiva. Why shouldn't it count towards Shiva? You keep it Brahma Shibbet Sinema. Must be, it's not Ola unless you keep everything. So you see, then Shloshim, you have to keep everything, because it does count towards Shloshim. Okay? And that's the Gemara on that Yud Tes Amud Beis. Let's take a look. Yud Tes Amud Beis, please. Give a look. Yud Tes Amud Beis. Okay? Towards the last four lines. Gemara says, Kovah Beregel, Regal ola leminyan shloshim, or ain't regal ola leminyan shloshim. Leminyan shiva lo kami barley the lo naga mitzvah shiva beregal. Ki kami barley leminyan shloshim the kanaga mitzvah shloshim beregal. What do you mean? You have to keep some of those of shiva also beregal. The answer is well, we mean all the dins. You don't keep all the din of shiva because only dvarim shibatina, and you, by contrast, you keep all the din of shloshim, which is against the rush. So what's the rush going to do with this gemara? Why is it that regal counts towards minyan shloshim? It doesn't count as minyan shiva. You have to keep a little of this, keep a little of that. We spoke with this a little bit last week also, this question. And so the truth is, according to the Rush, the laws of shiva do apply, but sinna, Talmud Torah, Tashma Shamitas, the Rush is over there, but Torah Savelus, because Talmud Torah, Tashma Shamitas, Baruch Hashem, and not us, that everybody else in the regal, and you're keeping it. So the contrary, I would have said, Fakert, should count towards Shiva and not towards Shloshim. It's exactly the opposite of the Gemara. So I wanted to answer you based on what we spoke about last week. We mentioned this again, also this is so, a fundamental distinction between Shiva and Shloshim. Shiva has Isurim and Kiyumim, and Shloshim only has Isurim. So the Rush is as follows. Again, as we mentioned, if you keep an Isser, it doesn't matter why you keep it, you don't have any Shem Yichud, it counts. As opposed to a Kiyum, you have to have it the Shem, that thing. So therefore, it comes out as follows. So, the Shiva, which requires Kiyumin, you can't say, well, he's keeping some of them because of Mitzina. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. There's no Kiyum. The fact that he doesn't do Tamatora and Tashamita, Matora is Avela Shiva, we can make the following. The Rosh says you have to kfiyas amitim. I'm a kiyim tachkavarviyim in front of us. Chofim enough. Kiyim kfiyas amitim. Mao. You have to have something positive. Positive. Okay. So therefore, okay, kfiyas amitim. Fine. We can explain it a little bit differently. You need a kiyim bekumbase to count. Not enough negatives. So regel. You can't do kfiyas amita, tivas arosh, it's all faresya, it doesn't count towards the shiva. Okay? Even though you have to keep those halachas. And we discussed this last week, the Mordechai tof kuf chof, by Shmua Kurova. I don't want to repeat what we spoke about before. Fine. Fine. So we just, if our pshat is correct, when the Gemara says mitzvah shiva lo naga beregel, means you can't keep mitzvah shiva b'kum v'asei. That's why it's not all of the shiva. Shlosh nagel b'regel. You know it's not mitam avelus, but sheva tas is good enough for shloshim. Then we have to. With this we didn't have a chance to fully discuss. Well, why is it that way? Why is it that way? Why? Why the Chazal make this takana? There's no avelus on yontiv. Why? We saw the Gemara. Rabosai. On that Yud Dalid Omid base. Let's take a look, Rabosai. We're back to the very basics. Very basics. That's what we're, again, repeating a little bit, but it's important to Chaza. Why is it there's no Avelis? So wasn't more say a famous expression. Oval, about 15 lines down, Yud Omid base. Oval, Eino, Noga, Busa, Beregel. Shemim, Samachta, Bechagecha. Avelis, Meikorahu, Osi, Esa, Derab, Odochid, Esa, Deyochid. Avelis, Ahashta, Lo, Osi, Esa, Deyochid. V'dochi esed the rabbin. That's the whole Gemara that we have to see. Okay? And the question is, what would you say? What's a bigger stira to Yom Tov? Shiva or Shloshim? What would you say? Come on, we're both saying. Shiva. Why are Chazam attacking, according to the Rosh, that Shiva applies Betzina and Avelis doesn't apply at all? Counterintuitive. So if you look in the Shita, I don't know if you have it and you own it, Talmud Rabbi Chilmi Paris. And you have it on your desk? He asks, why is Ravelis Tina B'yomtiv? Let's say, Esed the Rabbim should knock out Ravelis the Gamri. Says the Rabbi Chilmi Paris, it's not called a moah, not called Esed Derabim, except for Dvaram Shebefarhesya, which are Mili Derabim. I think he means what Rashi Ksav Yad, which many of you have, I have it in my Gemara, Rashi Ksav Yad, Esed Derabim, it's on the, if you have it printed in your Gemara, you dial it on the base, the bottom left, the sixth wide line, Esed Derabim, says Rashi, it's the real Rashi, by the way. V'samachta shekol Yisrael osin biyachad simchas yomtiv. Oh, essay deram doesn't just mean it's an essay which millions of bnei Yisrael fulfilled. No, that would be an essay deyachad of millions of people. Essay deram says Rashi Ksavyad means they come together aliyah leregel. It's not a mikdash, and even today. Yom Tov, you come together, you come to shul, you get together for Simchas Beis HaShoeva, or for Sidorim, or for other events, right? That's what it means. Avelus B'tzina does not contradict this kind of essay derabim, and therefore it applies b'regel. Oh. Now, gentlemen, open the Shulchan Aruch if you don't mind. So now we do Gemara, now we do Shulchan Aruch. Open to the Shach, Sim and Tov, Sif Koton Beis. There we go. So the Shulchan Aruch says Shabbos Eino Mafsik Avelos Olo Lamin and Shiva Shemek Tzast Dini Avelos Noagimbo Tahainu Drama Shebetzina Shem Tashmin Shamita Rechitza etc. Abel Drama Shebefarhesya and the Hosir Atifoso, the Hosir Atifoso, says the Ramah, The dafka kshehu meutaf ativa zishm elim. Koshin is borel yelshim and shin peivov. Avaktsas atifa shenogim vaktsas makomas kol shloshim. Ein tsarav losa b'shabes. Hol v'yeshlo min olayim b'raglov. That's a gemara. We saw. Ani b'emtza shiur. Slach me. Okay. So we have the idea of min olayim b'raglov is based on the gemara. Indicates that you're not really completely an avela because you're wearing shoes. So therefore, if you're using the ativas of Shmuel, like Lawrence of Arabia, you know, it was the kafia, the whole stuff that we don't do normally, that's a clear sign of avelus. So therefore, we're not allowed to do that. But there was a custom in some places, you wear a hat, you put the hat a little bit further down. If you have, maybe in some places people do that. That's a lot of Yeshivas you guys wear the hat down, you know, for all kinds of reasons. So therefore, that's not in and of itself a clear sign of avelus. To be wearing shoes, he says that's correct. Says it's okay. Says the Shach, Sivkot and Beis. The Radatim Ma'inim Min Alayim Baraglav Lekan. The Man the Matim Mishim Min Alayim Baraglav Atan Chav Dalit Matir Afila Batim Is Ishmaelim. Can Rashi B'Shas Ramban? That's a Gemara. Rabbi says, open the Gemara, please. Daf Chav Dalit. Please turn open the Chav Dalit and Aleph and see what it says there. Here we go. See, end of the narrow lines. The Gemara discusses the whole question of Pachas, Chova, Nata, Rishus. I'm not sure if you've learned all the Sugas and Gemara yet. But in that kind of the discussion is as follows. He says, not everyone wears shoes. So therefore, a novel need not wear shoes on Shabbos. He's not Stam Kacham. You know, I noticed that, I mentioned this in a different context, we learned either, that today a lot of guys walk around without shoes. Stam Kacham, in the house, don't kick off their shoes, it's a style. But you know, I remember the old generation, they would never let you walk around without shoes because available without shoes, like a sign of a simon of avails. Never. You had to always wear shoes. Well, let's see by the show of hands. Who grew up with that? You have to always wear shoes in the house. Nobody. Only two guys. Yeah, you're from a European family. The Europeans, they were very stodgy.
My parents were mocked, but they said that their parents were mocked.
That's correct. You see, in Europe, that was. So remember our cave we spoke about? That was my Kiddush Rav, my cave. They always wore shoes. So, okay, but in Talmud Gemara, some did wear, some didn't wear. All right, fine. He says, look, Priyas Rosh, well, the Ativ is a Shmela, and that's not considered a regular thing. On Rabbi Yochanan, the last three narrow lines, Lo Shonu Elosh Elim and Alayim Baraglov. Al Yeshler Min Alayim Baraglov, Min Olav Mochichin Olav. Shoes not really an Avelot, he's wearing shoes. So, Mimela, says the Shach, he can even do Ativas Ishmaelim. Because he can't say it's another way. He's wearing shoes. That's what the Shach just said. Right there. Whoever's from Ma'ariv, that's the source of the Ramah. Because of the Hocha Mutter Mitam, Kamen Shinogan, Batifazu, Kamacha Zayn Mea Velas, Tloasrina, Domeshapha Hesya, Elamash, and Raktok Zayn, a very famous Shach. Famous Shach. And he quotes it from the Ma'ariv. The only the Jerusalem and Shabbos. Are Shiva Isurim, not Shloshim Isurim. They are Mutter Mefarhesi. The best proof, you see a guy got out of Shiva and he's still not clean shaven. He's a clean shaven guy and he's still growing his stubble for a month. The ultimate of Elis Mefarhesi. How do you allow it? You have to shave before Shabbos. The answer is, it's a Shloshim Dekesim. Shiva is a very intense Avelis. Intense avelus you cannot exhibit on Shabbos publicly. Shloshim is what we'll call a low-grade avelus. A low-grade avelus can and is regularly demonstrated publicly on Shabbos. I gave the best example. The guy was a clean-shaven fellow. He walks into with 10 or 20 days of stubble on Shabbos. That's the ultimate avelus for prayer. It doesn't matter if it's a shach from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's mutter anyway. So it's a shloshim dekadin. Nachakach kosav. The Mutter Gam came to another reason. That's just a throw, an extra reason. Uva Ataz, that's the Levush. Aterazov, Hishmin Hossi, you with the whole of the Yeshua Menelayim Baraglub. And Levush left it out. He left it out. Okay? This is the Shach here in Simon Tov, Sif Koton, base. Okay? Now, maybe the following suggestion. Avelis Shiva, where we already find a distinction which in Tzinnan v'Farhesia, we find it on Shabbos. So once we have distinction already exists, the Metakein that a Yontif should keep it b'Tzinnan. And as we said from the Ksavi of the Rashi, to keep it b'Tzinnan, it's not a contradiction to the essay of the Rabbim. But Avel Shloshim, there's no precedent. We don't find anywhere a distinction between Sin and Farhesia. Truth is, fulfilling it the Farhesia, so said the mitzvah of Simcha, the Rabbim B'yomtif. Remember, Shabbos is no mitzvah of Simcha. That is the mitzvah of Simcha, and keeping that would contradict the mitzvah of Simcha. And therefore, since they had to knock out the Farhesia aspect, and we don't find a distinction between Sin and Farhesia elsewhere when it comes to Shloshim, so they canceled it completely. That's shot in the rush. The Ramban, of course, disagrees. The Ramban says that even the full fulfillment of Shloshim does not contradict Simchas Yom Tov. Why? It explains. We read this yesterday, it was on the screen last week. I'll read you again. V'tama de milsum me shehen mitzvahs lo saseh u'midin ha-regel nami noog nami b'miktsasa hilkok shenoog b'kulam, which you have to do. Aveluso ain't aveluso mispremis alav. What's the Ramban saying over here? Shloshim is not noach b'Shabbos and yontif b'Farhesia. Why? Because some of the Yisurim apply to everybody. To everybody. If you look at the, you have everyone has a Shulchan Aruch, please. I hope you have a Shulchan Aruch. Open to the Vilna Gaon in the Shin Tzadi Siv Katan Dalet. There's a Magia. I'm not sure who the Magia is, but he must have been someone big. No, can't be. Must be looking in the wrong place. One minute, please.
Shintari Tess.
Maybe Shintari Tess have gotten ballot. That's where it is. Quick look. I think the Magia here is in parentheses. I think my old Shulchan Aruch is in Rashi script, a different script. Read the end of Shin Sadi Tes Dalet. Uvetoras Adam the Mochabas Kosev the Tama the Milsim Meshe and Mitzvahs Lo Sasei as read to you. Uvetin a regal Nami Noog Bem the Mitzvahs as I read to you. Hilkoch Shenog Bukulon Vavelus and Avelus Mitzvahs Emesalov. Period. That's a quote. Mashma Davka Dover Shubeshevi Altase. The low kimariv. So what does that mean? The meaning that Avela Shloshim does not apply in Shabbos under Farhesia, because some of the Isurim apply B'chol Odna B'regel, and the difference is not going to be a Farhesia at all. That's what the Magia says. Again, read one more time. Mash V'davka Dova Shubeshevi Altase. The Lokim Maharif, that he's saying that only Sheva Tassas would be allowed, not like the Maharif who allows you to, you know, have that funny hat down and things of this nature. He would disagree. Mas Nafkamina, the following Nafkamina would exist. What would be a case, Rabbi Osai, if there'd be a situation of Avela Shloshim which is the Farhesia? Quote the Ramban, can't do it. You can't do it. Impossible. And that's what the Shach says over here. You can't do it. Take a look at the Nimuka Yosef, what the Shach quotes in Shin Sadi Gimel, I believe it is. Siv Katan Zion. Let's see if it's true here. Okay. Take a look. This is Ve'halach HaLamai Siddiq. Have a look at Shin Sadi Gimel Siv Dal. Hanoagim B'Shem B'Avelim Shalol HaShadas Mekom HaBeis HaKnesset B'Shabbos Yofei Mosef. They change their seat 6 days a week. Shout back to the regular seat. Rambo. V'yesh omrim shagam b'shabbos shana b'komo chen haminik poshet from the shanas haminik. To be careful what you say to the shanas. And the shanas, we don't change your seat. No, and the shanas haminik, you do change your seat. Okay, so that's why the Rambo added the word haminik at the end. Otherwise, it's and the shanas. Says the shach, Zivkot and Zayin. Nisham gam b'shavis. What's pshataka? The sfir leisha ain't the davar shel faresya. Why? Two reasons. Shein avelus nigel b'zeh kol kach. Shehar be'pamim adam machlut mekoma filu b'ein avel. Someone else sat down your seat. I have a whole saw in the back of my shoe. If someone sits down your seat, you're not allowed to throw them out. Oh, you mean a machmir? Kol kovea mokom l'tfiloso l'kevron b'yesro. I want to kvias smokum. I'm a tzaddik to throw them out of my seat. So I wrote there on my message in the back of my shul, I quote a word from Rav Shach, not this Shach, but now Rav Shach. Rav Shach asked the kasha, it says in the Rashi quotes the Chumash, "Gol lachnosas orchem yosem mikabolas pnei hashchina." So how can it be? What can we think of kabolas pnei hashchina? So the Rav Shach answered, it's an introduction of, I think maybe someone will quote one of his svarim, right? Bergman. The answer is, if you are mekabel pnei hashchina, means you're here and the shchina is there. But the Gemara tells us that if someone wants to be dovek b'shchina, bo tidbok, it's eish ochlo. How can you be dovek in the shchina? So the Gemara says, mahu afato. The Kodesh Baruch Hu does do chesed. You do chesed. That's called that's your full bo tidbok. The ultimate chesed is achnasas orchem. God al achnasas orchem. Then you're dovek to the shchina. It's more than kabbalas pnei hashchina. So I said, a person wants to sit in his mokum kavua. Because the Shechina is right in front of him. Right in front of you is the Shechina. If you don't kick him out of your seat, the Shechina is stuck to you. Mamish, closer. Don't kick him out of that. That's printed in the back of my shoe. That's. It's mostly complied with. Okay, anyway. We are very frum Yidden sometimes. They're so frum that. Anyway. Yeah. So that's what the Shach is saying. If a guy's not sitting in his seat, someone else sat down there first. Many other reasons. Whatever, man, he has to leave in a hurry. Then he says further. That we just saw. The Avelis had no kol shloshim yom noga filu b'shabbes. Because they changed it for a year. So it's a low grade Avelis. Low grade Avelis applies on Shabbos. So now Rabbi Osa the following shaylah. The Ramban says it's impossible to imagine Avelis from Harhesi b'shev al tasa. What do you mean? The guy doesn't show up at a simcha of a close, close relative, a close, close, close friend. Shouldn't there be a chashash of avelus with faresia? How can the Rabban say you keep all the laws of shloshim, no faresia? He didn't show up at the Sheva Brachos. It seems to me that the Rabban is of the opinion that it's impossible to imagine ever a faresia b'shev al tasa. Where is he? There's an expression that the Mefarshim have. We have a kash and you can't get a test. No one attends. Share terutzim lo ninalu. Except that's found in Poskin. You always find a terutz. Why? He has a stomach ache. He's sitting in the bathroom, or he has a bad head. He went to see. He was sick. His fever can't go out of the house. There are people who miss events which they ordinarily are supposed to be there, and there's a different terutz, not necessarily because of avelus. So where do you have it? Only to the Ramban. The guy is walking around with a ripped shirt and with the funny covering of his head and the bed's upside down. That you can't say, well, he's sick. That's kumbasei. According to Ramban, it seems to me it's impossible to imagine any farhesya b'shev yaltasa. If that's the case, the Rosh clearly disagrees. For sure disagrees. I don't know what I'm talking about. Where's the Rosh have a case of Avelus B'Shevia, which be just passive, and still considered to be Faresia? A very famous case. No? It's a very, very famous case. Let's see if we can find it quickly in the Rosh. Turn out, we were sitting in Chav Ches, is that what it was? Is that the same we were in before? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can find it. It's somewhere here. Where's the? Oh, I found it. Right by the little after the little nun of the Korban Asana. What does it say there? An Avos also betal the Torah. Even on Shabbos, Dovah Shibitzina. Okay, except for Shnai Mikra, you can't do it. Fine. V'im Koros Avos also took the Torah by mistake. That's what's called an avil for an aliyah. Called him. Sarak lalos. Him nimna. Habidavah shofar hesya. Vishamat the shabbat and tamzal. Hayukorim also b'chol shabbos shlishi. V'ira bo avelus. V'lo koro achazin. V'olam eatzmo. Can you imagine Rabbi Natan walked up by himself? Rebbe. V'yomar. Kevan shahurga likwa shlishi b'chol shabbos. Haroa shayna ola yomar shabbishuzel nimna milaos. So the Rosh Hashanah, even a Sheva Al Tase, could be considered in the category of Bifar Hesya. If that's the case, it seems to me that there really is no heter. Everyone said, Rabbon have a heter. Of course, you have to go to the Sheva Brachas and Shabbos. Avelis Bifar Hesya. I don't know. According to Ramban, we just said Sheva Al Tase does not apply to Kev Bifar Hesya. He's not there. He's sick. Huh? And according to the Rosh, what did the Rosh say we saw before? That Avel Shloshim applies on Shabbos Bifar Hesya, as the Shach said. The Shach said in two places. That's why you don't shave, that's why you sit in the changed seat, put under the funny hat, etc. I don't have a hat. I know the whole world's against me on this, I have to tell you. A lot of Rabbonim say, yeah, it's for Hesya, you have to go to the Shabbos Brachos on Shabbos. I appreciate that others hold that way. Chalila has to discredit another opinion. But it seems to me we just figured it out. It's mathematics. It shouldn't be that way. Not according to Rabbi, not according to the Rosh. So I'm just giving you my personal view on this matter. Okay? It's a chumrah. I know it's a chumrah. And, you know, I kept the chumrah in my own house. We haven't discussed Beis HaSimcha yet. We'll get to it. I know we have another 2 weeks. We'll get to it. Just be patient. I know your patience is probably running out already. When we get to it, we'll get to it. So the ultimate simcha is Sheva Brachos. That's a simcha pidin. So we had a situation where, in which my wife was in a velas for her mother, and my brother made a Shabbos Sheva Brachos, and I went, and my wife stayed home. Ooh. Like I said, a Moshe Rabbeinu is here. Ain't a Shafi Mishto. That's also no fairness. Anyway, the answer is, I held the wish she wasn't allowed to come. Now that same year he also made an ofruf, and an ofruf is not the same, it's not a simcha pidin. I mean, we are very happy ofruf, but it's not al pidin considered to be a simcha. That Shabbos my wife did come, and the meals were family meals. There's no problem with a family meal, right? It wasn't a feel shli of simcha. It was an ofruf. It was a family meal. She's allowed to come, even though maybe one couple came from out of the family, but it was almost all family meals. The kiddush, which was not family, the kiddush was for the whole olam, right? Told my wife we shouldn't eat by the kiddush. So what happened was, it was in Tifmo, in the Kew Gardens, and my brother has a shul. So after davening, they made a kiddush, and you know, everyone's eating, and you know, it takes a long time until they get to eat. So I said, you know what? We took a cup of wine and a few pieces of cake, went to the second or third floor, like, you know, far, far away from everybody else. We made kiddush. I mean, we came down there and we watched after all the everyone had gone except for the family. This is my sister. That's why I really think it's true. I mean, not everybody agrees with me, but those of different opinions, you can't tell them not to keep their other opinions. Yes, sir.
Can we just say the chesed again in the Rosh?
Well, we had a chesed in the Rosh that the Rosh held. We saw it already in the Ramah and the Shach. And they said that the only time we are matter avelis b'far hesya is what I call a powerful avelis, high level, high grade avelis of Shiva. But the low grade avelis of Shloshim, you have to observe those avelis even on Shabbos. And I gave two examples. One is someone who's not shaving, even though it's clearly, the reason he's not shaving is because he's an avelis. And even though it looks terrible, doesn't make a difference. He has to keep that terrible state on Shabbos itself. He sits in a chair which he never sat in his life. He's in a different chair. The shach is for that same reason. And there can be other things. With the hat down, that's not so commonly kept today. But those are the cheshbonos. Again. Fine. So this Rabbi says, so far, we're discussing some of the details of Avelis Beregel, but there's many more details to follow. Let's go a little bit further. We spoke about this last week again. Try to pick up where we left off last week, if we can. And Rabosai is a very important Gemara, which we spoke about. And that's the Gemara, Rabosai, and Chof Mebeis, which we alluded to earlier today, from the New Testament days, rather, we looked at earlier today. Kova beregel olam in the shloshim ol. Shiva, for sure not. Why? Lo nagam is a shiva beregel. What about shloshim? What about shloshim? The implication is the kanaga mitzvah shloshim beregel. Before the Gemara, the Almachol's Rosh and the Ramban is b'toras regel or b'toras shloshim. The Rosh is b'toras regel, and the Ramban says even b'toras shloshim. And we had this nitziv, which we spoke about last week. I want to review it again. The nitziv said, according to the Ramban, you must distinguish between a case of what? Nikbar biregel, where the Ramban said his piece, that you keep the laws of shloshim proper, b'toras shloshim. But nikbar kodem biregel, even the Ramban holds you don't keep it, and there are proofs from the Ramban, page Reish Lamed Dalet. He has the same kasha as the Rosh. Why is Shmini Atzeres Vavat Lekzeres Shloshim? Right? He buried the medicine before Sukkah started. There's no Lo Noag Lekzeres Shloshim. What do you mean Lo Noag Shloshim? The Ramban said you do Noag Lekzeres Shloshim. Stira. The answer is the Ramban, if he died Biregel, you keep Shloshim. If he died before Regel, you don't keep Shloshim. That's what the Nitziv said. We already pointed this out, but this is not only the Nitziv, but it's also the Tiferes Lemoshe. And I want to bring you now for this beautiful Sefer, Divrei Sofer, where he quotes this Tiferes Lemoshe at some length. I'm going to discuss, you know who he was. Rabbi Kivega quotes him. This is not Stam, some recent Poisek. This is someone that Rabbi Kivega quotes with. You had it on neither, right? You had it this year?
Tiferes Lemoshe.
Yeah?
I had it in the library.
You had it?
Library.
Yeah, I saw it. They reprinted it, huh? Nice print now. No, I'm making a mistake. I thought I saw a nice print. Maybe not. Okay.
The Talmud of Rupesh. The same. Contemporary, the Shach, same Rebbe Rupesh.
See, it was back to the Shach's time already. Wow. So it's really the Gedolei Olam Mamish. Okay. Right. Oh. I'm going to over here and Simon Shin Sadi Tess, a beautiful Sefer Divrei Sofrim. Yeah, there's a lot of pages and pages on this Simon. But here in Sif Yud Aleph, open up the Shin Sadi Tess, Sif Yud Aleph. That's where this is supposed to be found. Let's read together. Shoach asafnei achag v'achag yud dalet. Ushvini atzeres, catch this now, shiva. So it's a compromise. We'll see that in the source later on. It counts as 7 days. Harein chof alef yom. V'yom shen ishvini atzeres in chutzaretz is chof beis. U'mashlim aleihem ches achir. Okay, this is the Mechaber. This is the Mechaber. So he quoted the Achronim Esk. Why, the Rishonim Esk, why does Shmini Atzeres cancel Shloshim? According to Ramban especially. Right? Oh, the Master's Ben Yomin erased this kasha. A steer in the Ramban. Master Ben Yomin is really way back, right? Wow. Steerer. Teferis the Moshe is no steerer. Depends. Buried biregel or before the regel? Buried biregel, shloshim applies. Before regel, not. And where does this come from? Any quotes that the Ramban says this? It's clear. Okay, fine. Fine. Oh. Fine. I'm reading you, this is a long citation of the Teferis Lemosh, which takes up the better part of a whole page over here, page Tof Reish Ayin Zayin. The whole page. And it's, I think, devoted just, I think it's called Teferes Lemoshe over here. Okay. He quotes first the Ramban. And the Ramban says, you know, regel all the laws of Shloshim. He says as follows. It's not before Hesya. Okay, fine. Fine. Ramban says, the Kevin de Medina regel nami no bembe mitzoson. He doesn't mean that we did a regal no be mitzvahs din shloshim because v'ram shabitzina. So what does he mean? Hilkach shenoeg v'chulam b'aveluso. Right? What do you mean? It means as follows. The cave under chol dove shabitzina shal gzeres shiva. Noeg b'regel tashvish v'tam b'torah. Hu adin the osa lilbosh beged m'guatz v'shalol l'sapar av shabom imdina sayam v'lo b'gzeres shloshim. And the Mikzeh was Shiva. You know what's going on? You keep the laws of Shloshim within Shiva. The Cholelu Ha'idvam Shibitzina, V'chein av shemidin shloshim enem noagin, aval hem asurin midin shiva. It's a chiddush, a new pshat. It's a new pshat that he has. That we say, it's noag, saying pshat in the Ramban. It's not noag midin shloshim, no midin shiva. That's how the Tiferes Moshe explains, what's the difference if he died before the regel, if he died on the regel? What's the difference? No, very simple. If he died before the regel, regel not of shiva. If he dies on the regel, not shiva hasn't been not shiva hasn't even started yet. I mean, the minion shiva, we all know, you keep shiva, everyone knows you start shiva after yantar. But in principle, shiva just started now, was never knocked off now. So shiva of tzina is observed on yantar. And that's why it counts as shlosh. Doesn't count for shiva, counts as shlosh. How to explain that? You're keeping shiva, the guy's keeping shiva. How come it counts for shloshim not for shiva? So we explained it. We can explain this one. But if it's right or not, we can explain it as we explained already in the past. That shiva is kiyumim and shloshim is only isurim. So what he's keeping with Torah is shiva, but sin is only the isurim. So the isurim of shiva will count towards shloshim, but you can't count it towards shiva because there's no actual kiyumim. They're only isurim. That's how I would explain it. But this is the first of Moshe, the Chiddush Godol Ma'od, that the Pshat is that you're keeping it midin Shiva. That's a Chiddush Godol. If that's the case, it's against what I told you. Sorry. Last week. I have to have intellectual honesty. I know Shtikl Torah, I thought it was a very nice Shtikl Torah to explain the Tosfos had said that the Shloshim reduces to 29. Remember that we saw? That can have Shloshim. So I told you, no, he only said it by Tisporis. Because by Tisporis, it's two different counts. Ram counts Tisporis twice. I showed him, he has in Hilchos Perek Hei and Perek Vav. There's a separate din of Tisporis the first week, Nafkamina for Nashis Ish and for Sofim, a few other things, Makas Achila. Two different distinctions. I told you that Giyutz was only one big Isser. Didn't divide, not 7 and 23. It's just one big 30. But according to the way we're suggesting now that the first of Moshe learns, I'm sorry to say, comes out differently. He's saying as follows. He's saying that Giyutz is an Isser Shiva. Because according to the first of Moshe's shop, the reason you keep things with Bitsina on Yantar because of the Isser Shiva Shiva. That's what I said last week. There is no Isser Giyutz. Obeg and Nugu at San Shiva, it should be allowed. Raman said it's not allowed. I'm just giving you, I have to admit that it's against my Shtikl Torah, but okay. But Korov Zel Zed, that Shtikl Torah works according to the Tosfos, and maybe with the Rambam. And he's saying according to a different opinion of the Rambam. Let's go further than that. In the Emek Dover, I'm going to look it up later on, he brings a Raya Berura to this distinction. Let's see if I can find it. Hold on, please. Be patient, please. Oh, now I'm in the Shulchan Aruch. It says over here, the very end of Sif Aleph. The very end. Umidin avelus also bekulam. Kemo b'chol. Okay? Kula. Says the Divrei Sofrim. B'divrei harbi achronim muchach de'osu v'sum gzeres shloshim. Abba b'teferes l'moshe kozav t'mishum gzeres shiva osu b'chol elu. V'etaknu d'vorah barichus v'sifir alaf b'bir alocha. As we started quoting. Says nun hei in the bottom. D'vorah b'chrochim. Hine b'sefet osefet yishalayim ikshal divrei Ramban. There'll be Rishami Peregimel Sof Aloch Alf Mefurish Lehedja to be Shabom and Aderech Mutal Legaleach B'toch Shloshim Shiyim Eevlo Kshayesham Regel. What do you see? It's only a Yontav Dika Isser, and the Yontav Dika Isser, that's how the Perek begins. What's Avel's doing in my cut? Because that's the whole point. You come from in Aderech, right? So that you can be Mekel to Shave and Cholamayim. You see, it's only Cholamayim Dika Din. Oh, Aber der Dibber der Fels und Moshe, lo kashe midi, der Dafka kashe kva Avru Shiva, vien olam gzeres Shloshim, then it's mutter. Aber kan osse mishim gzeres Shiva, because he died on Yad Regel. Meredik, enough for the Yerushalmi. Enough for the Yerushalmi. Oh, wow. Wow. Wow, wow. And the Ramban goes further. We read part of the Ramban before. He says, what do you usher? Vidon and Regal. Tisporets, Vigiyuts, the Chabes, Lilbosh, Bomadina Sayam, also the Simchas. Again, Bina Sayam is against Yerushalmi. No, he died in Biregal, they died before Regal. Let's go further. Also the Simchas Mereas, Uvin the Tila Tsiponayim, Vitama the Milsim Neshen, Mitzus Losa say, within a Regal, Nami Nor, Nam Behem Vitsosan, Hilkok Shinor, Bukulam Aviluso, Ein Aviluso, Mispar Semasol. We read it before, and we can read it again. And again, we saw Rabbi Osai. I'll go back to the Gra one more time. We saw it before. Let's see it again. Again, the Gra one more time because it's Chazar. Shin Sarites Sif Katan Dalit. We read it before. Let's read it again. Lo Mitores Rega Bulvat. What does he say? Hold on. Ein Beragola, he says. What does the Beragola say? Zion? What does he say? Ramban. What does Ramban say? He's coming for Gemara, keep coming for the minion Shloshim, the Karnaga. So Naga means everything, not just Yontif Dik. That's what he means. The low Karashi Sham, who learns within regal only, the Yimkid the Rei Rashi, no mitzvah Zayin Amitala, Shrei no drama Shibitzina, Rabbi Misaskimbo, and the Kogos of Loma is at the Gorod, the Noga Kol mitzvah Shloshim Koma. Then also, with Rama Shibit Varesia, Dr. Rama Shibit Tok Shiva, because of Mariv, Ein Reish Simit Tetz Bago, with Shaks of Cotton Base. And the Muhammad says the reason in Torah Sodom. Shesh Mitzvah Losa say, "Din Aregal Nami Novem Mitzosan Hilchoch Shenor Bekulam Bavelusu Ein Avelus Mispalsemus Olaf." Period. Mashma Dafka Dova Shubeshev Altase the Lokim Ariv. What it means? If it would have been a Farhesya, the Ramban says it would have been Aser, even Avelus Shloshim, against the Shach and the Mariv who say Avelus Shloshim. There is no Easter of a Farhesya. Wow. According to Ferris Moshe, it's no Raya. Because here, the Easter of Beg and Megulot is with Torah's Easter Shiva. Not what, what I just said. What the Gaon says is not necessarily true. Or the Magia, according to what we just said now. Wow. Wow. It is true that the machlokes if Yisur Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh apply the Farhesya or not, some say, that's only within Shiva. Within Shiva. That's a tremendous chiddush. Take a look in the, open up, Shin Sadi Gimel. Take a look. We were there before. See it again, Siv Dalet. That's a 2 days by changing a seat. As a Gilead Marasha, Shaharbe Pomim, right? You switch seats. As a Samachti Lahokal be may Evli al Abba Mori Moran shall Yisrael Zechet Sadik Leroch al Chalam Abod Rav Kivege. Shall the Shadows be Shabbos? Kivade Harav be Iro. Ain Darkle the Shadows? Vahavi be Farhesia? Will be Komakom. Be Shabbos Shnia Shashinim in Adin. The Holach to the Basak Nesset. He stayed home. Was that be Farhesia? No, he was sick. He stayed home. Okay. So he's worried about past Shiva. If you have the Divrei Sofer, I'm going to quote you again. Shin Sadi Gim, I'll read you the Lushan. Here in Sif Kotten, Samach Dalit. You a brief excerpt. Samach Dalit. Miloshin Shtem Mashma of the Ramah, The dafka besok shiva kamar the yofei mosin. I will acha shiva mutal the shanos after Shabbos. Wow. But if you're going to my show, means if you're based on the Shanos of Das HaMachaber. That's why he stayed home from shul in the second week. Fascinating. Here, on the bottom, Kuf Samach Aleph, he brings Araya Gedola Lizeh. Araya Gedola to the first Shita. Why? Because the Beis Yosef quotes the din. You have to keep it different seat on Shabbos than the Nebuka Yosef, and the Beis Yosef disagrees. But it's a Gemara. Shabbos Rishona, I don't know if you saw the Gemara yet. And the Yotri Pesach Beso is Shabbos Mamash. Some say the word Shabbos means a week. Some say Shabbos means Shabbos. These are my Shabbos, but Shabbos Shnei Yotzim Ve'en Yoshevim Komo Hainu Shabbos Mamash Hare Af B'Shabbos Mishanim Mokom. No, he's saying no. He's saying Shabbos Shnia. Come the base Yosef Mishanim Mokom. Everyone agrees that low grade Avelis is not a problem for 11 months and 3 weeks. The only time it may be a problem is the very first week. Rak Mishabbos Rishonah is any Mishanim Mokom. He wants to make a Raya Gedola from that source. And okay, that's what we generally are speaking and work with, an assumption that, like the Shach, okay, not, again, not everybody agrees to this Shita. Fine. The Machlokas, the Machaber Amo is only the first week. Oh, the only part of the first week, we go back to the Raya of the Gra. Because the Ramban, you see, you're not knowing Avelis before Hesya. But Nikba Beregel, even though Dine Shiva know again, Bitzina, and so Tushinu Mokum, and the Mecharamo fighting about the within Shiva. You can argue. That Shini Mokum was only within Shlosh. Maybe the whole discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, right? The difference between the first week and the other week is according to the Divrei Sofer Pshat in the Mechaber. Yeah. Because Betzir of the other Dinim of Shiva Betzina is also Mishum Pereser, even though it's the Dinim of Shlosh. Ramah has a different opinion within Shiva. Maybe Shiva Mamish, according to the Feres of Moshe, all these Shiva Begal are Din Shiva. Yeah, because 30 days is 2 weeks, as he said. And the Ramah would be Modem. Also, Linog Befarhesio. So you can't bring a Raya against him necessarily from the Ramban. In any event, without going into all these intricacies, it seems to me, if we're right, it should come out that all the laws of Shloshim do not apply for someone who passed away before Yontif, and now Yontif knocks off the Shiva. The laws of Shloshim, which don't apply to the regular, shouldn't apply. So she put it for Simchas Mereyes, for example. I don't know. So obviously, suggested last time that maybe Shloshim does not apply, your Beis Chodesh does apply. That's what you suggested. Could be. I thought that was not mistaken, but maybe you're right. In any event, Rabosai, the Teferis Lamosha, going back over here, has the following question. He wants to know, why does Regal Olo the Minyan Shloshim, when he's Nikbar before the Regal, according to the Ramban? After all, Nikbar Biregal, listen carefully now. Nikbar Biregal, the Ramban says all laws of Shloshim apply. And for that reason, and that reason only, it counts to Shloshim. You have a tremendous cash now that Tiferes Moshe asks. If that's the case, according to his chart, which he found in Yerushalmi, that if Nikba Kodem a Regal, the laws of Shloshim do not apply, then how is Regal Olam in Shloshim for anybody who passed away before the Yontif? That's a bombshell kasha. I repeat. The Ramban said, proved that all the laws of Shloshim apply in Nikba Beregel, because otherwise you wouldn't count on Shloshim. Effect is first the Moshe, but if he died before the Regel, the first Moshe proves from another Ramban and from Yerushalmi The laws of Tosha do not apply by regal, only as the Rosh said, Midin Yontif, not Midin Navelis, then why is the Kaddish Losha? That's a bombshell kasha. That's a bombshell kasha. That's a tremendous, tremendous kasha. Tremendous. Well, I'll read it from Divrei Sofer. For hard the regal, only Midin Shlosha, but call him as a Kodim regal. Av sheino no a cloud in shloshim beregel. That's his kasha. Hatam hu the kaven shekvar over shiva vihigia zman shloshim. Catch this now. The einam mafsikim al kain olin kimo shabbos the olin lemihai taima af leman the omar en avelis v'shabbos af bedrom shebetzina. Ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. What do you say? He said, if it's not mafsik, by definition, it's ola. Huh? You're like Shabbos. You pay attention, we saw this last week? Yeah, I don't have no screen today. Tomorrow will be a screen. The Ramban said, you know why that's true? Because Efshar Lavelus Shiva without a Shabbos. That's Yerushalmi. It was on the screen last week. That's a Shabbos thing. You can't go 7 days without Shabbos. You certainly can't go 7 days without Yontif. So therefore this Tiferes of Moshe to me is very, very, very shver. Very shver. You understand the Kasha? His Kasha is obvious. Tremendous. Bombshell Kasha. His Teretz, I understand what he said. As long as it's not, as long as it's Mavsik, excuse me, as long as it's not mafsik, by definition, it's olim. Shabbos not mafsik, it's olim. Yontif not mafsik, shloshim, it's olim. No! The Ramban said so only because it's impossible to have a whole week without Shabbos. You can have without Yontif. Now, Rabbos, we have to get into the nitty gritty of the sugya. Chof dalet amid beis. Rabbos, I please. Chof dalet amid beis. Whoa, we're almost out of time. There's no clock, the time flies. Oh my goodness. Chof, quick, we have a few minutes still to go. Few minutes. Too, but this year should have been last week because it's been Tashlumim of Shavuos. See the Gemara. Dorash Rabbanani. You haven't seen it? It's the third wide line. Apisra de Benesia. The Mechel of Nehat Seres, Vatseres, Harekan Arbo Osir. It's what? They were for Shavuos, and Shavuos is 14 days. 14 days is knocked off immediately. Why? Everyone knows why? Why, Rabbi? Say why. Minayel had Sarah Shesh of Tashlumen called Shiva. Somebody didn't say Tachlin for a whole week. Correct? Emes? Huh? My shul, when the cat is away, the mice will play. So when I came to shul, they had Tachlin, but the first minyan, when I'm not there, they don't skip Tachlin. So one day I had a daven there, that's Monday. Monday of all days. I had that in the first minion. I said, you know, the cat is here, but the mice can still play. I didn't want to get away from their custom, you know. They saw me walk in, they were saying, oh, no. Let it be. Go back to Rishonim. It's not just some Chassidish Azach. Go back to Rishonim. But of course, it means there's no Hespedim, and there's no, you don't fast on a yard site. I have a yard site, Tess Siva. So I fast. Maybe it's the fast. This was on Shabbos, there's no problem. But Rabbi Melinda, which is the Rav of my son's shul in Ramat Ben Shemesh, he has a yard. I think Yud-Sivan is his yard. So he always fasted. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. He stopped fasting. Because in Eretz Yisrael, no one says Tachlin. There's no Tachlin, there's no Espedim. It's almost like a Shtikol Chalamayim. Yeah, so see, okay, change his minute. As they say, it's easier to eat than to fast. I mean, whatever it is. So that's the din of Tashlum. Just another minute. We have to. Another minute. Frekta Teferes Lemoshe. Why is Shavuos different than Pesach and Sukkos? The first day of Shavuos counts for 7 days independently, and the next days, right, count again. When the first day of Pesach and Sukkos, not that way. You don't say, let the first day count and for 7 days, let Chol HaMoed count for an additional 7 days. Here's an interesting teretz, and again over here, I can't go into all the pratim, I just give you this teretz, we'll have to stop. The Bizman Abayas, they didn't keep Avelis, the day the Tashlumin after Shavuos. It's like Chol HaMoed. So if you buried someone before Shavuos, they would never have 30 full days. Because even though they didn't keep the Avelis, the day the Tashlumin, but it counted towards 30 as Chol HaMoed does. And so that you shouldn't have more Avelis now, Bizman Azveh, than you have Bizman Abayas, the Matakim, that Shavuos counts as 7 days of Minyan Shiva, and since nowadays there is Avelis in the time of Tashlumin, because there's no Korbanos anymore, they count separately. You call it double counting. And so it counts twice. Comes out that Avelis is over for us, Shavuos nowadays, Bizman Azeh, right, listen carefully, after, sooner after Shavuos, than after Pesach and Sukkot. Why? Because they kept Avelis in the Yemei HaTashlumin. And they don't keep Avelis in times of Chol HaMoed. And the Ramban suggests that Tashlumin is like Chol HaMoed. Rabosai, I have to stop, we're out of time. Then tomorrow we'll finish up the opinion of the first emotion, the opinion of the Ramban, as far as Avelis, the boy when it gets knocked off. And then we'll start the next topic. The next topic, we'll see. She ought to be regular time the whole week.